We're just handing you a letter and having you sign in right here.
All right. Hi, Sherry.
How are you?
You need my tickets, do you?
You do, huh?
You were signed in.
Hi, I am Jeremy Emmy. I'm the executive director of the Michigan Nature Association. There are a lot of invasive species out there that people don't know about, and that most people have invasive species in their backyard or their woodlot or their farm, and they really don't know they're there. Garlic mustard is actually pretty simple to deal with, although very labor intensive, and the way we deal with it is pulling it, and that's really the best way. You can use herbicide, but because it grows in such pristine habitats a lot of the time, you don't want to use herbicide because you don't want to kill the native plants that are around it. So, you're in a catch-22, so really the best way is just to simply pull it.
Hi, I'm Natalie Kent. I'm the GIS Technician and Development Associate for the Michigan Nature Association. I was helping out at one of M&A's work days, and we were removing garlic mustard, and I was working with my coworker Sherry, and we were coming back home, and we were talking, and she said she'd had garlic mustard in salad the weekend before, and I said, "Oh, you can eat it?" And she said, "Oh yeah, it's edible. You can have it fresh in salads. You can cook it like spinach." And then the first thought that popped in my head was, well, if we can eat it, why are we throwing it away? It looks different depending on when you see it. You know, in early spring, it's in the form of a basal rosette, and it sort of looks similar to a violet leaf, similar in the shape. But to me, I always tell people it sort of looks like Pac-Man.
I made all vegetarian lasagna.
Okay.
This is the rest of the corn pudding, which is in here.
My name is Ruth Vail, and I am eating something called jade soup, which I think is just essentially a broth with lots of boiled garlic mustard leaves in it. And actually, it's very good. It kind of tastes like a spinach soup, kind of, but it tastes good and mild and, you know, not at all overwhelming, which what you might think it would be. And also the garlic pesto bread is absolutely fabulous.
Here comes the other corn chowder.
I'm Cynthia Vignetti, and I was born in Detroit, Michigan. Oh, I think it's great. It has a slight zing and zip to it. It's refreshing. It's the kind of thing that would cleanse the palate after a heavy meal. It's really an enjoyable plant.
I'm Clifford Welch, and I'm a retired professor at Michigan State University. And my retirement's devoted to ecological restoration. I spend now almost 70% of my time on invasive species. The invasive vegetation is a huge, huge problem.
What I have here is a bunch of dishes that have garlic mustard in it. This is what I really need to taste. Here's the garlic mustard right here, and I've never eaten it before. And I'm anxious to see what this tastes like.
Now, it has a mustardy flavor to it. It needs something on it, though, badly.
Hi, Mary. And I was about to try, this is a cheese ball with garlic mustard. It's actually good. It adds I don't want to say peppery flavor, but I guess a garlic flavor to the cheese. It is good. So if somebody's willing to take the time to harvest it, you can add it to things. And I guess it's supposed to be really healthy. Based on the literature, it has a lot of vitamin A and vitamin C in it. So we're all trying to eat healthier these days.
I smell mom's potatoes.